Echoes, the Backwards Series, Season 3, Episode 6, A Web of Electronic Information, by Jordan D. White. The Flashpack stood in awe of the 3 5-foot spider robots that stood before them, obliviously weaving their elaborate digital webbing throughout the forest on the shore of the Cross River Reservoir in Westchester County, New York, in October 2006. Max Thornfield stood at the head of the group, his adopted sister Dralis taking up the rear.
Malicious Mobius, what are those things?
They must be the Kryptogs Lucian mentioned.
It makes sense. This digital hyperfiber they're spinning, in addition to being strong as steel and sticky as Saturnian honey, it appears to be decoding all encrypted information on the local's global computer network, the World Wide Web.
Why do the 21st century people call the Global Electronic Information Network a web?
Rumor has it they would get caught in it for hours at a time without being able to disentangle themselves.
Poor bastards.
That's ironic. Spiderbots on a web of electronic information.
I'm sure it's a coincidence, Jimmy. Some things are too corny to be made up.
Well, so long as these spiders aren't from Mars, we should have them wrapped up in no...
Ah! Shot her! It got her!
One of the Kryptogs had shot a glowing purple thread out at Jill, then began using 4 of its legs to reel her back in. The little catman grabbed onto her foot as she was drawn in and held fast.
Dralis! Help us!
All right, but don't take it the wrong way.
Dralis, always the team's physical powerhouse, leapt into the fray towards the mecharachnid that had ensnared her friend. But just as she got close, it vanished in a flash of electricity along with her captured friends.
Where'd they go?
My info glasses say it rode through its digital line to somewhere else on the planet.
How do we save them?
It looks like we got problems of our own, Molly.
Indeed, the remaining 2 Kryptogs had taken notice of the 5 remaining packmates and had woven a virtual net around them on all sides.
I'll take this one, Molly. You take that one.
Got it. I think.
I'm with you, Max.
And Molly, I can... Ah!
Simultaneously, both 8-legged fiends left at the pack. Max and Dralis grappling with one, Molly and Keen with the other. Within seconds, both had whisked their opponents away through the virtual interweb they had woven throughout the planet, leaving Jimmy standing alone in the forest clearing, surrounded by the purple wires.
I'll wait here. I guess.
Hurry back!
A minute or so before, Slaughter and Fertress had appeared on the 50-yard line of the Arthur J. Rooney Athletic Field, a 4,500-seat multipurpose facility in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, scattering football players like ping-pong balls. The Spider-Bot proceeded towards the field goal, still dragging the human girl and Catman behind him. The football game's audience was clearing out of the stadium faster than a Titans rubber bobsled.
What happened? Where are we?
He must have surfed us away somehow!
Surfed? What does the computer network have to do with surfing?
I don't know, I just...
The Kryptog, atop the goal, lifted Slaughter off the ground and grabbed a hold of her, spinning her around as it coated her in its fiber optics.
I'll save you!
As Slaughter dangled from the goalpost, Furches gripped his claws into her pant leg and climbed off her spinning body. At her chest, he slashed into the sticky electric connection and slid it all the way back down to her feet. They both tumbled to the ground and immediately began scampering downfield, dodging the newly spun cords being fired at them as they went.
What do we do now?
Let him catch you again!
What? You just got me free!
Trust me!
All right. Hey, you ugly spider butt, stick to this!
Almost immediately, the bug had re-roped Slaughter.
Gotcha!
The Catman leapt the wall to the stands, raised his paws, and began incanting like there was no tomorrow. Slaughter noticed the air around her getting wavery, like a humid summer day. The effect got worse and worse until the entire football field was full of water. All the wiring connecting the mecharachnid to the field flickered out, and the connections to the base of the bug sparked and smoked as the creature shorted out. The Kryptog lost its grip on the field goal and plunged into the water below. Just as Slaughter bobbed to the surface, she swam over to where Furches sat, comfortable and dry.
You did it! How did you know the electric wires wouldn't electrocute me?
Yuck.
What?
Meanwhile, Max and Dralis had been banished to Bidwell Mansion State Historic Park in Chico, California. They appeared in the drawing room of the Italian-style villa, and immediately Dralis began wallowing the robotic creature.
I think I... Oh, got it, Max. I can... Take this thing. Just keep it safe.
And just outside the Royal Palace of Belgium in Brussels, Molly and Keem were having trouble of their own. They'd managed not to get bitten by the mechanical jaws and were circling the Kryptog as it looked from one to the other, calculating who it should pounce on.
What's the play, Molly?
I thought you said you weren't answering to me anymore.
I meant in my love life. This is pack business.
Your love life is pack business.
What? How?
How about when you save all your teleporter charges to run off to see your boy toy instead of using it to save your friends from Vampiros?
Oh, you want me to use my teleporter, do you? You want me to teleport?
King kicked at the Kryptog's metal foot.
Hey, you worthless decoding, web-spinning, info-sucking net whore. You couldn't decode binary for 0. Here's a puzzle for you. T-I-E-B space E-M. You want a piece of this? Come get it!
The Spider-Bot leapt at Sarah Keen with all its might. Thankfully, Keen teleported out of the way before it hit her. Instead, the metal beast collided with the large stone columns of the palace, forcing its processor into a hard reboot and knocking it unconscious.
Happy?
Molly spun around to see a grumpy Keen behind her.
Now I can't get us back the rest of the pack.
Max will figure something out. Who knows where they might be anyway.
Max and Drallis, for example, were still in Bidwell Mansion, Max ducking behind a large chair as Drallis continued to pound the stuffing out of the cryptog. Problem is, none of the stuffing was actually coming out. The bot was tough.
I don't think it's working, Drallis.
Got any, better ideas, Max?
Just one.
Max hopped up onto the back of the chair and with a
woohoo!
Leapt out onto the back of the spider thing.
Max, no!
It bucked and shook like an angry sea serpent in the fist of Triton, but Max kept his legs wrapped around its torso with all his might, holding onto its neck with one hand and letting the other fly free.
Settle down now, girl! Settle down!
The cryptog continued in its attempts to shake the Flash Pack's leader off its back. Max reached into his pocket with his free hand and pulled out a little metal box. He held it near the bug's cyber eyes.
See this? It's an EMP, electromagnetic pulse. You gonna settle now?
The cryptog ceased its movement immediately, and the sudden stillness almost threw Max to the ground. He managed to stay on, however, and held the EMP to the Mecharachnid's temple.
I can't believe that worked!
Of course it did, Drallis. I learned to ride from Tex Morningstar, craziest cowpoke of destiny on all of Ultra Earth. Now hop on. This cooperative little filly is gonna take us to our friends.
My pleasure.
A moment later, the pair rode the web signal to Pennsylvania, where...
Could have killed me!
But I didn't! Besides, you're human. You should have 9 lives, right?
What? No, cats have 9 lives.
That's a myth.
Lucas Drawis! You saved me!
Actually, Max beat the thing.
Grab a hold, guys. And you, web up your web buddy there and drag him along.
And soon, in Brussels...
Well, I think he is good for me, and you can't stop me from...
Max! You found us!
It was easy, Molly. This tame little thing was able to sense you on its web.
Good thing, or else we might have had to just browse the web until we found you. Who knows how long that would have taken.
And finally, back at the reservoir.
You're back, and you beat the cryptogs.
Yes, Jamie. Now we've just got to figure out what to do with the thinks.
I've got an idea about that, actually. I've been sitting here looking at this web woven all around me, and I thought, who better to deal with a bunch of spiders than the goddess of weaving?
Athena?
Of course I can't contact Athena personally, but a priest can. So then I thought, where's the biggest shrine to Athena in all of history?
The Athena Cathedral in Canterbury, England. Good thinking, Jimmy.
And where better to imprison electrical impulse-feeding robots than in a time with no electronics?
What do you think? 1683? Sound good?
Perfect! William is, Sir William is alive then. I can stop in and give him a report on our progress.
Yeah, make sure you give him a real personal report.
Chill!
It's okay, Sarah. We all know you've been seeing Sir William.
You do?
It's natural. He's a dashing guy. We all understand.
I don't...
You will when you're older, Jimbo.
Sheesh.
Come on, gang. Let's get going before the cryptog realizes this EMP is just a glamour. Whoops.
Quick, hands, everyone.
The Flash Pack quickly joined hands around the captured spider bots just before they were able to make a move and vanish back into the British Isles of the past. As the Flash Pack goes back to their primary mission of fighting the vampiros, will they come out on top? And will they all survive? Find out next time in Marsh Madness.